Wait, you could meet me pretty easily right now. In 3 moves, actually. I thought you had this masterful strategy going on. Then you started to move your rook. But you haven't taken your hand off of the piece, so just move it back. I would really hate to lose to you, but I'd hate more to win just because you missed the right move. I feel obligated to point that out. So you move your queen to... Yes, there. I have to take it with my knight, of course, or the next move is checkmate. But then you move your bishop, which puts me in check. I can move my king over here. It's my only move, really. Yes, now your rook, but you know where to move it now. And that's checkmate. I'm finally the one to tip my king to you in a game. So congratulations. It had to happen sometime, even if you needed some help. I mean, I'm not president of the chess club for nothing. And you're vice president because, well, because we needed a vice president, and you're the only other person in the chess club. Chess just isn't that popular anymore. At least at a school like this, our club isn't even big enough for them to officially recognize us. So, after school, we walk to my house, since it's right by the school and on the way to your place. Then we play chess for an hour or two before you have to be home for dinner. I always beat you. Except, I didn't play well that last game, though, and you played very well. Or apparently, you were just really lucky. So, with a little help, you finally won. It's kind of a relief, actually. I've had such a long streak of beating you. I need a loss to put things in perspective, because I knew I had to lose to you someday. Now, I can stop worrying about it. Wait. I know we usually just start a new game right after the last, but I feel like there's something else I need to point out to you. I couldn't let you lose that game. Not when you were so close, and even if I had to tell you the winning moves. Well, I also can't let you make another mistake today. Not when you're so close to winning something else. You see, you could meet me in 4 moves. Well, 3, actually, because you already told me I looked nice when we met outside the school. It's not that I have a crush on you or anything. Really, I don't. But I am still a healthy 18-year-old girl. I like boys, even though I'm smart enough where I feel like I should know better. I'm just not very good with boys, though. Or girls. Pretty much anyone. It's not that I'm not kind of cute in my own way, or that I don't put some effort into how I look. Like today, with just a little bit of makeup and this cute dress. You seem more focused on the game today than normal, which is why you were doing so well. But when I did take some time to look nice today, it's really such a pity to be looking at the board and not looking at the pretty girl. But I'm nerdier than most boys. And not nerdy in a gamer girl kind of way, although really I am a gamer girl. I play one of the oldest games there is, and definitely the greatest. So, while I am very smart, I'm not very good at relationships or even just relating to anything in general. You're the one boy I interact with at all. You're the one I'm less uptight around, which I guess isn't saying much. But with me just sitting here on my bed with you, with my legs tucked beneath me as I sit next to the chessboard, well, if you wanted to, you could lean over the board, catching me by surprise with the kiss on the lips. If you wanted to, at least, that would put you at mate in 3 moves. You did it. That was my first kiss. My lips still tingle from where yours touched mine. That by itself would be worth 3 full pages in my diary written in careful cursive. But you shouldn't stop there. Just like in chess, you should press your advantage. You could just dramatically sweep the chessboard aside and pull me into your arms, kissing me again, but with even more passion. Your arms are so strong. You may not be a jock, but you're stronger than me. I guess that's why you always offer to carry my backpack home for me every day. I always have it packed with way too much textbooks and notebooks and all kinds of other stuff. I didn't want to let you at first because I didn't want to give people the wrong idea. But it didn't mean anything. Just like me being in your arms right now isn't more than just two hormonal teenagers left alone together at the wrong time. You saw your opening and you took it. Now it looks like your gambit is going to pay off because I'm not putting up any kind of defense. And we're down to mate in two moves. Your next move would be to reach under my dress and pull down my panties. There's not time for us to take off all of our clothes. My parents could be coming home soon, and you don't want to lose your momentum. So lift up the hem of my dress a little and pull my panties down completely. Then it will be mate in one move. I'm definitely in check right now. At least my virginity is. As you move on top of me and I fall back onto my bed, my chest heaves just like in one of those romance novels I most definitely do not read every night before bed. I wait nervously, but impatiently as you fumble with your pants before pulling them down a little. I can feel it touching me. It's still your move, and you know what it has to be. One very exciting, scary move when you'll put your cock into me. Not too quickly, I hope, but not too slow either. You took my king earlier. Now, won't you take my virginity? Oh. Oh, you did it. I helped too, I guess, in coaching you just a little bit. But I really couldn't allow you to let the opportunity escape you. No, you're in me, and you're perfect. Seeing how we fit together, like the squares on a chessboard. You can move if you want. I'm hoping you want to. I won't give you hints anymore, but it seems like you know what to do. Chess has so many opening variations, but for now, it's just enough for my king to move back and forth in me, and for me to move with you. As the queen, I have the most maneuverability and the most value. I think you're seeing just how much, because I can move too, horizontally, or vertically, or diagonally, maybe even more than that. Once I really get used to this. Except, how do I get used to making love to you? That would mean it would stop being magical. Perfect. It would mean I would take you for granted, and I cannot. Now that you've seduced me once, you'll be able to mate me in fewer and fewer moves. Soon enough, you'll find that I'm ready to resign even before the game has begun, so that we'll have more time for the real match. Oh, this feels so good and so right. I thought I might not do this until college, or even later. Maybe not at all. I do have trouble with boys, but chess was our common language, and the way you wooed me. Yes. I said woo. You know what it means. Allow me a few fancy words if I'm allowing you my body and doing such naughty but nice things to it. It does feel so naughty. Somehow our clothes being on makes it naughtier than if we were naked. These are the same clothes we wore to school. The same clothes I wore to breakfast with my parents this morning. I'm losing my virginity in them. You'll see me in this dress at school in the future, and you'll wonder if I wore it to remind you of what we're doing right now, to seduce you silently as we sit in class. Maybe I won't be wearing panties then either, just to secretly tease and torment you some more. You'll know it, but won't be able to do anything about it until after school, when you seduce me yet again. But that is the future. For now, make love to me, my king, my dashing knight, perhaps even my pawn. But even a careful pawn can take a careless queen, as you're doing now. Like your chess game, you're a little clumsy and more than a little timid, but unlike your chess game, I don't really mind this. I quite love it, actually. It's the perfect opening move for our long-term relationship. I made you better at chess, but together we'll make each other better at an even older game. This game has already lasted longer than our first chess game, when you foolishly exposed your king with your opening moves. Just like I foolishly exposed my heart today. But it was gambit that paid off so well for me. For both of us. And now we move into the endgame. But in like in chess, there can be two winners in sex. Oh, there can be losers too, or maybe a stalemate, but not today. Not with you. I feel like I've already won just by being with you. But I get to win again when we share an orgasm together. I know I said I didn't have a crush on you, but that was a bluff. I know there's no bluffing in chess, but there is in love. And I'm in love with you, even if you make dumb moves in chess, and took so long to put the moves on me in love. You're gonna come in me, aren't you? It's safe. At least there's a low probability of me getting pregnant. I guess there was a low chance of you winning against me in a game, though, but given enough time, you did win. And maybe given enough time and enough sex, you'll get me pregnant despite my expert defense. Or maybe even a smart girl like me might be forgetful and careless once in a while. Or say some dumb things about not being terribly opposed to getting pregnant when she has a college and a career ahead of her. But more than college and a career and a baby, I want you to be part of my future too. But if I can have all of those things, so much the better. Those other things can wait though, as I focus on you right now, and how you make me feel, and how you're about to push me over the edge. I conceded my game to you earlier. I'm about to concede my heart. Oh, God. My parents really could be home any minute now, but leave it in me just a bit longer. I want to stay connected intimately to you just a little bit longer. and to make sure every drop of cum ends up in me, and not in my dress or on my bed. And in the future, after school, we'll just start with the sex and save the chess for later. I'm sure we'll have time to squeeze in a game or two after you squeeze into me. And if we end up spending so much time having sex, we don't have time for chess. I guess I'm okay with that. Really, really okay with that.